it looks to us as though we are going to expect about 20% more traffic on the roads on Thursday than on a normal Thursday. The other days through the weekend will be less busy than that. Sunday will be particularly quiet because there's not so many shops and garden centres and things open on Easter Sunday, so that's actually quite a quiet day on the roads. But our advice is to, if you're on a long journey, to set out as early as you can and avoid the worst of the traffic, because there are still quite a lot of people working on Thursday, and you'll find that you're fighting for space on the roads with them come late afternoon. So the busiest time we reckon will be between about 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock on the Thursday afternoon, and that's really the time, if you're going a long distance, you really ought to aim to get where you're going by that time. Well, nationally over the whole weekend we reckon there'll be about 20 million vehicles on the roads at some time. Now that's out of a total number of vehicles of about 30 million in terms of people's cars. So most people will be going somewhere, even if it's just to pop to the shops or to visit a neighbour or a nearby relative. So it is a very, very busy time. In terms of the roads in Kent, as I say, it's that 20% figure we reckon on the Thursday and a bit less over the rest of the weekend. But it'll concentrate around the busiest routes, so the M20 and the M2, the approaches to the Channel ports and to the Channel Tunnel. Depending on the weather, if it's a bright and sunny one on the holiday Monday, then the coastal towns will get quite busy. If it's not so nice, then people start heading for places like Blue Water and the shops. So it's always a good idea to keep an ear on the traffic bulletins on the radio just to hear what the latest situation is with the traffic. And there's always a chance of something unexpected happening, like a serious accident or something of that sort. So it's always best to keep in touch with what's going on so that you can plan ahead. Always check your vehicle. If you've not done any long journeys over the whole of the winter, it's a good idea to check things like the oil and the water and the tyre pressures before you set off. Nobody wants to break down on the motorway. It's not a very nice experience. Plan your journey and also plan a few alternatives, so that if you know there's likely to be a queue around some roadworks or a busy section of road, to have an alternative in the back of your mind that you can turn onto. And if you've got a sat nav, learn how to use the options on that, because quite often modern sat navs will plot a route for you that avoids the worst of the traffic, or also will plot alternatives as to what is the quickest route, what is the shortest route, or even perhaps a green option for you, or even a scenic option. So it's always good to know how the technology can help you and use it appropriately.